We ready to get underway there, brother?
Yeah, we're all set.
We're on.
Hello.
Got it. Think you good?
I'm good.
6:04. Board of Water Commissioners meeting, come to order. All right, Chris. Oh, we have two of these, huh? Andrew.
Make a motion on the minutes for last month's meeting. Has been made. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
I'm going to do the next one with special meeting.
Yeah. We've reviewed the minutes of the special meeting. Of the 19th. I make a motion that those be accepted.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We got a lot of them.
Yeah.
Chris is working it.
Payroll. Overtime.
Yeah, I gave some.
Put that on things.
We've never resolved the issue of the dump sticker, have we?
I think we're gonna be all right. We're sending in with a letter right now.
Okay.
Saying that it's my own, it's a personal vehicle, and sometimes I bring home the other one. That should be sufficient. They'll be able to give it to us.
Okay.
So that should work out nice, yeah.
Okay.
Just don't ever hire anybody outside of us.
So we got some tests here, huh, Bob?
A bit. Not much. That test, you should be starting to get some of them next week, next month.
Okay, water quality.
Did you see you got your MPBE here?
Yeah.
Still MDs across the board.
Pretty good, Chris.
Doing all right with the bacteria. Still doing great on both.
Good, that's good.
We will
nice job.
Be in a little more. We have sodium and organics. Lead and copper is being done next week. So, I mean, next week we'll have a lot more involved behind it.
All right.
So we should be good.
Hi, Stan. How you doing? You're okay. We'll work you in. All right. Superintendent's report.
Hope so. I'm kind of I am kind of gonna give you I have to give you the pumpage for May and because I said I would last meeting.
Okay.
I didn't have it available.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, excuse me, it was available for me, I didn't mark it down.
Okay.
So this is a kind of a combined report for May and June. Excuse me. And we pumped in May of 2015, $30,111,000. And in May of 2016, $23,399,000. For a decrease of $6,712,000. I'm going to put that to stuff. Well, we were doing some flushing, and then we weren't doing some flushing. We were back and forth. Somebody's gone on vacation, we needed guys, we didn't do a heck of a lot. So then we got into June when we could really flush, and I'll give you the totals for that. June of 2015, we had pumped $33,172,000. In June of 2016, we pumped $42,757,000.
Quite an increase.
Yeah, quite an increase. For an increase of $9,565,000 from the previous year. As Jen said to me, in May we pumped 3 days over a million gallons. In June we pumped all but 3 days over a million gallons. So I mean, that's pretty much though with the weather we were having and the pump we were doing. That's why I stopped actually flushing. When we were supposed to, we haven't finished the town, but it's going to have to be put on hold.
Yeah.
Just with the amount of water that we're being used, we have to hold on.
Yeah.
Actually, in May also, we did have one replacement service and three new services. Most of the new services were all in Two Meadows. In June, we also had two replacement and two new services thrown in. Give you a little update on the Station 5 generator. They have started everything in the works. The electrician's been there. They've given us a plan of attack. SigSafe's been done. NSTAR has to put a larger meter down there, so we're waiting for him to increase the meter that we have on there. Won't handle the generator. There's no charge for that, though, but there's a wait for them to get there to do it. They're going to have a crane truck here, I believe, in August to lift the generator off and put it on the platform and everything. So we're going to be moving right along. Whether it's not done by next meeting, it will definitely be done by the fall.
Okay. Is it the same as the ones we have out there, Generac?
Yeah, we have ball doors right now.
Oh, ball doors.
Yeah, and this one I think is a Generac actually, or something to that. We did sign a contract with Tater and Howard for the state revolving fund money to see if we could get in on that or to give us a hand when we try to bring what we have to, if we have to
bring us up.
Everything up to code, yes.
Okay. Good call, Chris.
Also, we were informed by Mrs. Hadley, the Prudential Committee, who kind of runs the hall here.
Is that you, Stan, or is it Laurie?
That runs the hall here? Are you running it now?
Yeah.
Right.
Is that what you want to gab about? You want to just give us that right now? Yeah. I'm
sorry, Chris. I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Didn't know if you were going to do that.
It should be on.
Do you think I could get you guys committed to bringing the whole group to some of our meetings?
Yeah.
If I commit to another night, I'd like to see the group come to the meetings, the Water Commissioners meetings. I don't think we have to make a motion on that.
I think you guys can make
that. Make a change to Wednesdays or something. We'll figure it out.
Let's talk to Don, because his schedule is, I think, tighter than mine.
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah.
Let's talk to Don and see what he says.
You guys, I'll coordinate it then.
Okay.
And if you guys are okay with Wednesday night, I'll talk to Don and ask him.
Just
he's
another night.
He's pretty much on his schedule anyways, I believe.
Yeah.
And I know when he gets back, I'll just make a note here to give him a call. And if so, we'll plan on having a meeting then.
Okay.
Well,
next month's start.
How are you guys with us making a change in the meeting to maybe from Thursdays to another night? You good? All right.
Thank you. I guess we can talk to
Lorraine
and see if Wednesday night's open.
It is open.
It is open.
I did check. She had called.
You're right about Don, though. We need to definitely check with him, make sure. But all should be good, Stan. We'll just check with Don. Don's the one that has the issue in terms of being at the fire department and sandwich and getting back on time.
He can't make it any earlier, if I remember
right. No earlier,
he doesn't get off till a certain time, so it would be more of the day issue.
Yep. Yeah, no problem, Stan. Thanks for stopping in. Yeah, no problem. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, you're right about that.
Would you be available those other Wednesdays? Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be an issue.
Are you good?
Yeah. Good. done. We'll figure that out too.
Yeah.
Tuesday night.
Yeah.
All right. The last thing is just to inform you that on Monday I will be doing lead and copper testing.
Okay.
It's been set up. There's really no way to cancel it. Even though I had a pump go down last week and we fixed it, and now I had one go down today, and we're hoping that we don't have to run it over the weekend. And that's all I have for you right now.
Okay.
Keep it going.
Nothing from forestry?
Still nothing.
Okay.
Still nothing from them. They haven't contacted. They haven't said anything.
Okay. Yeah.
I think he kind of said it like one day you just might get a phone call from me out of the blue.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, who is this?
Yeah. So when did we talk to you?
Okay. Move on to old business. Project updates from GHD Engineering.
Sorry, who are you?
Thank
you.
Well, tell them we said thank you, Russ. Tell them we're proud of them.
Okay.
What was the,
just so we might have it on the record, too, is what's the date for the painting? What is the date coming up for the painting? Oh, to be determined? In July. Yeah.
June.
June.
I don't foresee August being much better. I had a conversation with the contractor. See what his proposal is. The painting stuff can go on and look good. It'll last for 2 years, 3 years. And then it's a lot of problems with that kind of stuff to see if it's not looking up for your guarantee. So, unless I'm solving this otherwise, I'm going to sit down and do it with the contractor here for December.
Yeah.
Big picture, I'm going to
probably an unfair question, but realistically, when would we put water in that tank?
That should be going through testing. I would say earliest would be late September, latest would be early November.
It'll all depend on that paint.
Sure.
Yeah.
And if it leaks.
If they can't paint it, we're.
Yeah.
Get Utland.
No.
Yeah.
Chris is telling us it's going to rain for the rest of the month, so.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've been dancing for a week, and I don't know what's going on.
Well, that'll certainly be, that'll be something that, I mean, the September painting and a delay on the activating the tank will certainly be a plus for the cell tower, you know, that the...
Find it in gates and closing some of them down in the winter time.
Right.
In the middle of summer, sometimes it's going to be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And I am hopeful, I mean, as much as I'd like to say, I'm just going to get it and talk to you about evaluating that thing.
Right.
I will be incorporating the recommendations
to
each project schedule.
Okay.
Okay. Sure. I think I'll feel comfortable with coming up with a way to keep that up straight.
I think that maybe the carriers got the picture this time around in our last meeting that they understand that they need to be moving in the direction of getting this thing accomplished. And I think they figured it out. I don't think they really took it too seriously last October when they got a letter. So now they're scrambling. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what the price was for the fiber optic from Open Cape roundabouts, ballpark?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I thought it was 160, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember, Don?
I mean, Vic?
I was thinking it was around 140, 150.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and look.
Yeah. The other thing is just, I just found this, I thought of this with the other one where we added the room. I got some stuff going on. Do you know if when we put in the specs, or even if it's required that we put a fire extinguisher in that tank when it's done? I can't find it at the other tank. And so I just had to order one for the room and everything over there.
Yeah. Well, maybe for the bug room.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
But
there's only an electric panel there, so you
yeah.
probably just need a C? I don't
yeah.
know. Or a B?
ABC.
I'm not really sure. It's not the ABC. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's not that much made by it. I just want to know ahead of time if I should get one or something. Everything's done.
What kind of, do we have a small heater in that room to take the curse off? That's great. Okay, good.
Not natural gas there. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Size generator is that? I'm running into that the smaller they are, they tend to ice up with the propane, because propane burns so much faster than natural fuel. They're suggesting, because I wanted to get a 5 for over there, or an 8, and they told me to go with a 11 or 12. Yeah. It's just, I might ask around before we make the final purchase on that, too.
What is the tank or the valve?
Yeah.
The
nozzle, yeah. Where everything converts, it shoots in and it ends up icing up outside.
For some reason, it's only the propane that does.
He met with us.
I didn't see him. Yeah.
Thank you, Russ.
Thanks, Russ. Yep. Guys,
thank you,
Jeff. Excused.
Thank you for doing all the work. Tell Anastasia to thank you.
Good to meet you.
Yep.
Yeah. See you later. All right. Andrew and Zach, you guys are up.
Good. Tech.
Hey, Zach. Hey, Zach. Welcome. Welcome back. Good.
the agenda. Is it right on the corner? Is it right on the corner? Is it?
It's up. It's beyond.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
A gentleman from Eversource stopped in. I think he was the right-of-way officer. He said that anything you guys had put in, possibly the possibility of using that right-of-way as an entrance into the site, I guess of crossing it, and any time you do that, you got to go to him. So I don't know if you need his card or anything like that. I have it at the... Okay. Actually, Old Kings Highway, yeah, the Old Kings Road. It's an ancient way, basically. It goes from all the way to the end of the Cape. We have it blocked off with protection for watershed, but so I don't know how that changes yet. Status of anything.
I think it's like the other side of the post road too.
Right.
Okay.
years. Do you remove the equipment?
Read all kind of things about the technology. Is there kind of a rule of thumb that, you know, the technology improves twofold every 5 years, or you know, kind of like more than that. Is there? And I haven't seen anything with the solar technology.
I thought I read someplace where we had you have another 5 years after 20. We have 20 years, and then we can increase the lease another 5 years after that. I don't know where I.
Yeah, you said you had given us a lease to review. You don't happen to have another one with you, do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Can you put one updated map? You said you changed the footprint slightly at the water company with Chris, or, you know, electronic version of them, or.
that this was, I've been looking at so much stuff, but I did know that there was 2 5-year extensions on the 20 years, and that had to come out of the lease, didn't it? So I think I've seen that thing. I've been doing so much with the other stuff. I'm sorry, I apologize, I can't remember exactly. We can make the move on that.
Yeah, get something to me. I'll have to discuss with you guys later. Who we're going to use for counsel on it, how we want to approach it.
We can talk about that. We can talk about that later on. Did you?
And I'll definitely get all that right to you and everything as soon as we make that decision.
You good with everything? You have
yeah.
Okay.
Something, and I just got this from the rest of the fire district. Yeah, there's it's almost 11,000, a little over 11,000 for this is just money's worth. A little under 8,000 with street lights, I guess.
How much for street lights?
A little under 8,000.
That's fine.
Wow. And there's 12,000 just about at here. And
that's 92, right?
Yeah. And another 12,000 just about for the fire department.
So, yeah.
Well, we're talking maybe 23 there. Yeah, you're talking another 30,000, maybe 30, just thrown on top about 30, 31. Of ours, which we paid, what was it, 76 last year, 74?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're talking 100.
Yeah.
A little long time. Yeah. But I got that to look at, just in case. I just met with them today a little bit, and sorry, actually Craig was going to come tonight. Yeah, he's he was trying to make it. He said he'd see if he could show up, but he must not be able to do it right now.
Is the field in Freetown on state land or?
I think even on the as from the last 2 months ago meeting, we were on board with that anyway. I don't think any of this was an issue. I mean, I think we wanted to beat it up one way or the other for 4 cents or 3 cents or 2 cents. I mean, I figured Chris and I had discussed it. I mean, you guys are building a system for us in our property and going to be leasing. We'd be willing to work with you on that, sure. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's just a matter of us.
Is it worth us to go talk to Tom and say, can we get something together here and go in as a package deal? Would it help in any way more? Right. The reason why I ask is because when I met today, there was also the town lawyer from the town of Barnstable there, and a couple other people were there. And they're saying we could do better. They're saying, you know what, we could take you guys, put you together, and we could sell it and take three offers on you, and, you know, you don't ever sign anything with an escalator like that because you don't need it. And that's why, you know, and these guys don't know because I haven't had a chance to talk to them at all or anything like that, but I'm just sitting there going, geez, you know, are we doing something beyond, and I know you're going to be honest with me, you got to sell something too at this point. I've got to get rid of something here. Is this something like, is this escalator like a thing that's right there, it's going to stay there no matter what, that's our offer, there you go? Or is it worth for us to go, hey, Tom, come over here, you have three times, four times as much power needed as us. Let's get together and see if we can all get as a group benefit here. Because I talked to Town of Barnstable in on this too, but they said they got more power from their solar and their wind. That they have nothing, they don't need anything. Yeah. Yeah, that's what and is there a law there too? I can't say I know enough. I just only had an hour today of talking. Is it something that's hard to run? Do we have to run that, or is that something you run also? I don't know. Is this something that you do deal with National Grid? I know there's a form that they have to have sent to them and stuff.
Thank you.
What kind of time frame do you have? What exactly? You want this immediately?
That's what I mean. There's going to be, I kind of walked in just thinking it was going to be a quick meeting of, you know, hey guys, look what I got. And I almost got schooled a little more in than I knew, you know. And I think there's a lot more than I thought involved in it, I guess I'll say. I didn't realize there was so much of it available out there. But some of it is, it's got to do with a lot of mass law. Some of it has to be given back or something like that. I'm not really sure how he put it, and I'd like to sit down and talk to Charlie one more time about it just to see, but yeah. Yeah, yeah. Charlie McLaughlin, yeah. Yeah, he's the town council. Yeah,
yeah, I think
yeah, I know. I heard that from Craig that he actually had somebody come to a meeting and do the same thing, and he didn't have a project like you, but his job was to go around and get Craig and get me and, you know, get your business and put them together and walk up to you, all municipality stuff, and then come to you and have you to make an offer. Right.
No, I think we're all in agreement with this. With the just make sure we cover our bases so somebody doesn't club us over the head after the deal's done and say, you know, you could have done this, you could have done that. We're just pretty much protecting ourselves, like, you know.
Right.
So we're okay.
And I like the idea of saving money by getting one lawyer and stuff involved. That always is nice.
I feel like you're first in line, and we'll figure it out. The way I feel about it. Okay.
A basketball fight?
The airport's got a huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
can, we'll talk on the new business here right now tonight, and then we'll have something to figure out for you.
Okay, need a sign or something like that if I get the okay from the rest of you.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay.
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 I think we should be able to, yeah.
Sounds good.
You did good. All right, not just any old infielder.
Thank you, Zach.
You did good, Zach. Thank you. Good. Okay, Bill.
They also asked me who helped put out the RFP and everything, and they gave them somebody's name.
Thanks for the work, guys. Yeah, appreciate it a bunch. Thank you. Yeah. Andrew, you good? Okay.
Good to see you. Thanks, bro.
Good to see you.
You're doing good, too.
Thank you very much. Anything to add or anything like that? I mean, do you think it's a win-win? Do you, the way Charlie kind of put it. Am I wrong with the whole they got to get rid of some if they're doing on municipal property to sell some back in municipalities or something like that?
The off takers. I mean, the bottom line on this, I mean, without sounding real dumb, lefty sometimes, but it just means that we buy some electricity before we have electricity produced by our own solar array that we end up buying. It's just, it doesn't matter where it comes from. It doesn't matter where it comes from, right? Right.
I just didn't know because one of the people there said that there's some paperwork that has to be done and some managing of the system.
Right. So that's going to be
so they're going to have to do this. Because this is one of the things. Right. Right.
I mean, I saw it when I think it's the same exact thing. I saw it when we did that. I did a couple of people in to look at solar to go on my roof. I mean, they were showing me where online you could go down there and shop. 20 different places that sold different electricity to you, kilowatt hours. You know, you can kill yourself on looking at all the stuff that's available. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I was just going to say to you guys that he was ready. CVEC is what they call it, Cape Vineyard Electric Cooperative.
Yep.
There's a woman there that runs this. Does it for all the town of Barnstable, does it for Dennis, does it for, not Orleans, Orleans does it for themselves, does it for another town, maybe it's Falmouth, no, Manatee does it. But she charges to do it. Like if you get 11, she charges one cent or a half a cent to do it.
Yeah.
Kilowatt hour.
Sure.
They do the KVAC.
That
meter credit. Yeah. She was saying.
I still am inclined to stay with Zach because he's building our program. That's the only thing
Charlie
I think.
As Charlie said though, with that escalating.
Yeah.
He says they're not going to be making any less money. He says, as soon as you sign it, the money's made. That's all the money they're going to make. There's no reason for you to get paid less down the line because they're making the same amount of money.
Yeah.
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 Thanks, Andrew, again. Yep, you did good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
All right, we'll talk to you. Thanks. All right, that's the solar RFQ update. Andrew Casey and Zach Farkas. That was just Andrew Casey speaking. From
GHD.
No, he's not.
Green Seal Environmental.
He's from Green Seal Environmental. And Zach Farkas is from Borrego Solar.
Right. Oh, I didn't get a chance to ask Andrew also, but I was told today that our other RFP person, Sun Edison, just went out of business.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty good. You picked the right one, didn't we?
I think so. And I wanted to ask him what, after Zach left, and it skipped my mind.
This doesn't really have anything to do with our business, but Martin is has more credit now than it can be at the town of London.
Correct.
Why not we ask to subscribe to some of their projects?
I don't know.
That's the program around here, Vic.
And
it's a great call.
It doesn't make
That's
any
a great
sense.
Call. That's a
you would have thought that.
Well, maybe you should be in the meeting with Charlie.
Man.
Yeah.
I
it's just
loved
not.
To.
It's
yeah.
just not.
Yeah. And like I said, Craig was going to be here earlier because he wanted to meet Zach and hear a little more about it because they're thinking about just going to Cape and Island, Cape and Vineyard, and saying, you guys run everything. We'll take the 10.5% instead of the 11%,
right.
And you guys run everything. You do the paperwork. You chase the people down. You make sure that land's clear. They are the project manager, basically. They keep running that. She says, because like even the dump, that whole project that's on the dump,
yeah.
Little thing. Who mows that?
Where
How long is it going to be mowed? If that grass is up, you're not making as much electricity. And they can't, they stuck it so close, you can't get a mower through there. You can't get a commercial mower, which they have. You can't drive one on the side of you, go down the hill. So they got to go up there with a regular mower, but they can't let the grass get too high or keep cutting out. So she has to be on there every day calling, saying, when you coming to mow? When you coming to mow? When you coming to mow?
I'm like, I looked at the field over the car a couple of weeks back, and it looks like they put down, you know, that barrier glass to keep it, but, you know, stuff growing through that.
Yeah.
I don't know how they get in there and maintain that. Because like I say, it's too tight for a commercial.
Right.
They're mowing Dennis. They're mowing a Dennis dump. That one just got finished about a year ago. They kept those things separated far enough to run a mower right through the middle of them.
Is Dennis doing it?
Yeah. It's on the dump. It's on the. It's right beside the transfer
the guys
station.
Yeah, they probably bought more and given other things to do. They don't get paid how much money.
I mean, I feel like what we're talking with these guys is. I mean, it feels like sometimes we're like so far behind times. Us, you know, personally I am, but because this stuff's been going on now for five,
actually,
6 years now, and we're like just getting coming up to speed with this stuff.
There's something else, the way they mentioned it, and I didn't ask him, the SREC 2 and stuff that's going on now, there's a new, after January, with the SREC 3, and they're thinking that instead of 11 cents, it's going to be down, it's going to be much lower, it's going to be like 6 cents they're offering or something, and everything is just going to be, if you don't get it done by January, everything's going down, and the incentive's not going to be there as much anymore or anything, so that's why these guys are really pushing for everything to be done by January, but he has a project that's going to be done also.
Right, right.
No, that's...
So I think
it would go down because the state isn't giving us any credits for it, or the federal. Or
I couldn't get that quick enough out of them why they thought everything was going down. One person said one thing, one person said another. So I think it's a matter of opinion. I'm trying to think, is it Murphy? Is that who they have for a lawyer over there? Excuse me,
Murphy? The brothers? Two guys?
Maybe, yeah.
guy was there. He's a very nice guy. But they're not in the Cape Cod Compact yet. They're in something else.
Oh.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, we should make sure before, you know, that we just do our due diligence and get the best deal we can.
So what do we
think? Whether Tom wants to bundle or not, it's up to them.
So he wants some kind of commitment letter from us that...
he wants it before August, but you know, he's got a little bit of time.
I think we just kind of be patient, but you know what? I'm not going to follow. I don't know if we should just follow suit because, you know, Senator Lockwell makes a decision to do something else.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I like good friends with Craig. I hope I am anyways. I talk to him quite often, but he's a little different cat than us. He's the slow boat to China when it comes to this stuff. And I don't know whether he wants to move. He's very protective and very smart guy. But we got a project going on with this guy, too. And I suppose we could second-guess ourselves till the cows come in terms of the rate. And if it's going to go down to 6 cents after January 1st, then, you know, that, I don't know if I'm willing to roll the dice on that. I mean, there's a $30,000 savings in front of us.
What's that?
Who said that the rate is going to go down?
Charlie was talking about that.
Charlie
McLaughlin, yeah. And he seems to be in with it a lot. The problem is, you know, if we sign something saying we're going to use all those electricity too, we don't.
Yeah.
You know, what's the ramifications from that too?
So maybe we stick with the other rate. The rate where we're locked in for 20 years and that's it.
20% for 20 years?
Yeah.
The hardest part is that you know how much you're going to spend usually.
Yeah.
You got $80,000 coming out of the lease, $84,000 coming out of the lease, and then you got the electricity. So,
if you went for the 20%, I don't know, I'm just trying to do the math in my head, but if you went for the 20% for 20 years, then you probably it's good on the buying subscription of 3 cents. If you save any money over that 20 years, rather than developing our own team.
Right.
I'd have to do a spreadsheet on that, but I just, off the top of my head, I think you'd come out about the same.
So you have $84,000 a year for the lease of the property for the solar arrays for 20 years, and you got your savings from where we are today. You would save another $20,000.
So he's talking about 10 acres of land in there. Are you saying to do this?
Yeah.
Two 10-acre pieces.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. To start with 10 acres of land.
Yeah.
How far does 10 acres of land go down Sampson's Mill Road?
His closest buffer on the Sampson's Mill is 200 feet from the houses.
Yeah,
and his closest buffer on the Main Street side is 600 feet.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, if I'm driving down the road and I look to the left and I see a solar array, is it going to be, like, from just after the woods to Station 4 almost?
Well, he's going to send you a revised, he's going
to
send you a revised
I'd like to see that,
Well, I wrote down that one was 700 feet and the other one was, I thought so too.
I thought.
And we originally started off with the acreages of being like 7 acres and 6 acres.
Yeah.
But it doesn't surprise me that they're moving forward to try and make this thing just a touch bigger, because I think this is something that Russell said to us before, and this is when he was with Greensill. This is back in the beginning, that it's harder to get somebody to do a small, small. Not that many people are that want to invest that kind of money in a smaller solar array. And
drop down to 450 feet, no less than the nearest home. And he said something about 200 feet on that one. That's the north one.
That's the Sampson's Mill site.
Yeah, and then the south one said 600 feet from the nearest home.
Right.
But there was 200 feet that were true in there someplace.
was a buffer zone.
That was the buffer in Sampson's Mill after the closest property line.
Yeah, the
more like 300 feet from the closest house.
Right. So he's saying from those houses on Mariner Circle, there's a 200 foot of woods before he hit where his fence would be.
That's a lot.
We'll have to take a look at it now.
Yeah, when it comes, it'll be interesting.
Will he send the, will that be a GIS map or?
More than likely. He said he had those, I thought. Isn't that what he said?
Well, if he doesn't send them, we can ask him.
Yeah, we'll find out.
So if we,
do you want me to send this to Mark or to Attorney Mann?
I'll be quite honest with you. I'm pretty disappointed in these guys. I don't mean to say that in a bad way, but I am. I'm saying it, and I mean, we have these guys to respond to us. I mean, are you satisfied with how these guys are responding when you need them to do stuff for you? Are they?
Yeah. I got a response yesterday or this morning from Rick Mann on all the stuff that Chris Hesse put out. He called with Jen and I had a meeting last week. To find out our concerns, then we gave him the old contracts to go over and spend a little time to see where Chris was making these points. Chris is putting out something totally different than what he can find in the stuff, and he wanted to know if Chris has different agreements than him. Chris Hesse is calling him, and I told him, I said, listen, you have no obligation to talk to Chris Hesse right now.
Right.
I said, I don't want to pay every time Chris Hesse wants to talk to you. So when you need to ask Chris Hesse questions, make a meeting, and we'll talk to him. You can talk to him. He's not to tell you what you're doing. You're to tell him what you have from him.
Okay. That's good.
So
I'm good with
he's
that.
He's looking at the Open Cape stuff also. He had to make sure he had the latest version on that. And he talked to us a little bit about that, saying that it didn't seem like he had that. It doesn't seem that Steve Johnson had the latest on us.
Gotcha.
So I do have, though,
I'm listening.
A red-lined lease from him that can go to Chris Hesse if it has to. He just wants to meet with us tomorrow morning. I have some questions about the original RFP. We asked Russ if he could be there, but he can't be there tomorrow to go over with him because he feels as though he should be talking to Chris Hesse about the RFP, and the questions that he has aren't for Chris Hesse. They're actually for Russ right now about the RFP that was put out. Is this the language that was in, is this what the intention was?
I got it.
So he's just trying to get everything right before he goes in. He's a very thorough guy.
And Attorney Mann?
Yeah, Attorney Mann.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I want to hear from you, that you're satisfied with what's happening. Because we are moving not with light speed, but we're moving here.
Yeah, we're moving. We're moving pretty fast, but I don't want to go so fast that we miss something.
Right. No, I'm in agreement with that.
And the thing is this Chris Hesse is push till you want to. Apparently, they might have missed a meeting. I don't know if it was Attorney Mann's fault or Chris's fault, but he started asking Russ to step in, and Russ started sending something to me, and I think he's involving Russ a lot more than he needs to.
If we went back to that and said we originally talked about one site, 110 acre trail, how are they going to react to that? Do we know?
We don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure how.
He sounds like that, when you're getting ready to sign something here. He's negotiable on the rate.
That was the other thing I was going to say. This whole letter of intent also.
Yeah.
I believe there's a legal binding at that point. If I sign that, we can't talk to anybody else.
Oh, okay. I see.
You can't talk to anybody about buying.
There's credits or anything like that. Say there's like three different companies out there now, four different companies that are selling credits now. He's not the only one.
No.
There's people knocking on the door saying, hey, we got credits. We need to get rid of
them. I understand.
So if we do sign a letter of intent with him, we're bound to only speak to him about it.
Yeah. Which not 20 might not be a good thing to do, but it also might.
I don't think it's a bad thing to do. I just don't. I mean, I don't think that it might not be a good thing to do. I think it might not be the best thing to do.
Yeah.
I think it's good no matter how we do it, because I think there's only good coming from it. But you might be able to do better.
Yep. I understand. Then the last piece of the pie is that little additive that he said that they're ready to sell the power in a month, and the other guys really don't have any power to sell for 2 years.
Yep.
So you just got to consider that, too. We've got to ask those questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the other part, you know, I don't know. I'm not really sure. I thought he said, you know, 15 acres or something like that. Now it's 20 acres. I don't know.
You never know whether it's a good decision, so you have to make the decision, then make it a good decision, you know? We're gonna bat this thing around for a while, and then we're gonna grab hold of it, and they have to make it a good decision.
In the business of Barnstable subscribing to all this and, you know, having all this excess power, who handled all that? Town council?
Yeah, right.
I believe they called the CVEC, the Cape.
Well,
yeah, Electric Co-op is the one who dealt with
it.
The
woman did it for them.
Did it for them, wrote up the NSTAR, whatever it was called that he had. She said there was a lot involved in that. She has it on the computer now. There's just the constant talking to him and stuff like that.
Is there a limit on how much a municipality can develop in terms of power? I know in the base there was. There was so much clean energy credit they could take on the base, and then you could put up a solar field or whatever you want, but you didn't get any credits for it.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's something we'd have to ask
on the roof of our building.
Either Andrew or somebody like that.
They were oversubscribed. I mean, we are the town of Barnstable, although we're
The last one to hear.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that would be a question for him.
Yeah.
I think it's a home.
Okay, so we're sort of waiting for this thing to go down for Centerville, Austinville, then. That's where we are.
Yeah,
and
if
let's
you
see what
Craig,
see what
you
Craig
chat to him, about it at all, fine. I will talk to. If you want, I'll get this lease to. I know Mark was saying that he wasn't even sure if we could do it. Yeah, because
if we
of
could,
the
we
section of land that it is, because it is quote conservation. Something else. If you use 10 acres of land, they got to give 10 acres of land someplace. Right. And I don't know. He says, I can't understand why. He said Sandwich backed out because of this when they were going to do it.
But he found a way around that.
Somebody did.
Yeah. He got around that.
Somebody had to have because it wouldn't be getting done.
He told me about it, and they got around it.
Okay.
I don't know how that worked.
Neither do I.
And
that's
Mark's brother.
Right.
Okay.
The two sites that they're proposing, do they have the same restrictions on them? I mean, or somehow.
He doesn't know about the white chip moth either. I mean, bat yet either.
Yeah.
I was going to warn him about it, but I'll let him find out on his own. You can't cut trees at a certain time of year.
Right.
Of the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is there some difference between those two sites? Oh, the bigger, he's talking about the bigger bat, but the
hairy
Indiana bat.
The hairy bat.
Any work in the Midwest with the Indiana bat,
yep.
Like cutting down ash trees that are dead, because they'll climb under the loose bark. So they can't be, you have to go out and do a survey to show that if they're dead, the bark's already fallen off.
Right.
And no matter if it falls on people,
Well, there is.
You know,
well, there was a restriction that came up from Ron Kuntz yesterday. I mean, you were there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but besides that, the last project we had done that I think Russ did when he went to National Heritage, I can't think of the project that it was right now, but they said at a certain time of year, you can't cut trees right now.
June and July, because of
so-and-so bat that has just been introduced into the endangered species or whatever it is. So no more box turtle. All of a sudden, Boxville has the highest population of eastern box turtle.
In the world.
In all of the United States, just about.
In the whole world.
According to everybody. And you know, if you...
And they all got electrodes on them.
Not all. I've saved quite a few in the last...
I got them on the road. I got one on Putnam the other day.
I found one the other day that didn't get saved. That kind
of
ticked me off.
I stopped right in the road and get them out of the road, take a picture of them.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I stopped taking pictures because one that I had had polka dots on it instead. And anybody asked me where it was.
That's interesting.
I did. I had a nice picture of a spotted turtle.
Yeah,
and I said, oops, I won't. So we'll keep working on that. And if you want, you guys can tell me to give it to Mark or to give it to Rick. I think we'll pay the same prices either way. I just know that he's a commercial contract lawyer. Rick is. Rick Mann. That's what he does. Yeah, he does a lot of stuff. There is going to be a call tomorrow, I think at 10 a.m., something to that effect, that Jen and I will be on with him, put him on speakerphone, so I don't know if you'd be going by at the same time and have any interest in it.
Okay, what's the topic?
It's going to be on the contract specifications. I believe some of the stuff from Hesse and could even be Open Cape. That should do it for solar, I think.
I think we're doing good. I think we're going. We're gonna benefit from this stuff. It's gonna be very good.
Don was supposed to meet with Mike and talk about the rate survey, and he was gonna give a report on it tonight. So the next thing on the agenda.
He did meet with him, I think.
Yeah.
So, we talked,
you and I?
Yeah. No, you and I, that's what I mean. So, it was probably five or 6 months ago.
Yeah.
You and I gabbed about this right here
that
Jen put together. And I think that I'm a little concerned I don't really know. Do we really need to expend a lot of money to figure out this rate? I mean, we've got all the comparisons here. I mean, I guess it's a matter of whether Vic, Don, myself, and you can decide on what kind of increase we might want. I mean, it's not rocket science here. Jen has done a good job of putting the comparison together, and she showed it here in a 4% increase, I mean a 9% increase, a 12% increase, and a 20% increase of what the amount of money that we would take in. For instance, a 9% increase would amount to $47,209.05, and a 12% increase would be $59,267.85. And a 20% increase would be $100,000 in revenue increase.
We never got a target, though. We asked the Prevention Committee for a target, and they never gave us one.
I believe that's what Don got as a target.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
When
he met with Mike Daly,
okay, so
I believe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he has a little more information on it.
Okay.
With Mike's comments on it also, I believe.
So what it seems to me here is, even though we want to try and move forward on this, without Don here, we need to probably hold up another meeting.
Hold
and
off
then.
And the problem that he's going to have is that the third week of next month, Don's going to be on vacation anyways. It's going to be a Maine at a family reunion.
Okay.
So we're going to have to see if we can either push it 1 month beyond, or, I mean, 1 week beyond or 1 week before, if we're going to get a meeting, if we want him to be there.
So the third week he's on vacation?
Yeah.
Do you have a date?
No, I will.
Okay.
Third week of August is 15th through the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
So we're either going to have to think about, if we're changing to Wednesdays, the 24th or the 10th. I cannot make the 10th, I can tell you for sure.
Are you all right with a Tuesday, Vic?
I'm okay with Tuesdays.
Yeah, I am too. We'll have to just check with Don. We'll make a tentative for like the 9th of August.
I won't be here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what days are you not going to be here there?
I won't be here till the 10th of August.
Okay.
Where's the 15th?
Monday.
Yeah, I've got to be in Pennsylvania on the 15th, so I probably won't get back here until 16th or 17th.
So, and Don's gone?
He's gone the 15th through the 19th.
So, we're going to stretch it out into August, either the 23rd or the 22nd or the 26th or...
Yeah,
want to shoot for the 23rd?
Did you get something on the 24th going?
It's possible.
Okay.
I'm up in the air right now.
Why don't we try for the 23rd? I'll get in touch with Don, and we'll see.
If you can't do that, the 24th would be
okay.
Yeah.
Unless we like from here in Dan's following me.
Good. I thought it was a pretty legitimate request that if they're going to dance on our night, that they come to our meeting
well,
the other night.
They're also paying $50 a night for those to the district.
Oh, that's good.
To take the hall.
Yeah, right, that's
so,
good.
I mean, that's a pretty good income for the year.
We could
for
use
this
it.
Place.
Yeah, they could use it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we're on the 23rd. August 23rd.
Good.
You got it down?
Yep.
Do
you see the lien list?
Anything
coming
else
back?
New? I did. This.
Which list?
Yeah, I did. Sorry. Yep. I can tell you that from the first lien list, we've collected 30 payments.
Oh, okay.
There was 68 on the first one. Now we're down to 38 on the current list. And that was before I went to the mail today. I didn't get to go. I sent Brian. Then I took off from my meeting and never got back afterwards. So I don't know if that's down or not.
Year to year, where you start out with 70 people in total. And
yeah, this is, we'll be sending more out as soon as you guys have, you've seen it.
Do you have chronic?
Did a mail on the 22nd. 722, we'll send them out.
Okay. That's good for new business. Anything else, Vic?
Yeah.
Do you want a raise?
Yeah.
Not right today?
Not today.
Maybe the next year.
Yeah, more coffee.
Next
hey, I
year
just
we'll
got
go
a raise,
for
thank
you. I think we're going to have you put an article in for us, Chris, for a raise.
I'll see what you do.
Okay.
I'll start a quiet campaign.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're good. We need a motion.
We're done?
Yeah. Make a motion that we adjourn.
I second. All those in favor? Aye.